Kenny, do you think a confident Leon Clark, a Leon Clark who maybe started a few more games, might have buried that rebound?
Yeah, maybe. You know, that's the case. He scored a couple of big goals away from home for us recently, Leeds United and Sheffield Wednesday, where he scored the winner. You know, that was for both situations coming off the bench. And it came back off the post very, very quickly at him.
Bakary Saka, the architect of many of your best chances today. Have you seen enough to suggest you'll be all right when he goes off with Marley?
He'll be a loss, definitely. And anybody would miss him. Anybody in this division, definitely. And I'm sure we will, but it does depend how we replace him. And, you know, we'll be looking to try to be active in the transfer market as well if we need to do that.
2,000 fans behind the goal away to my left, making lots of noise. They're due a bit of success, aren't they, in the Cup? It's been 4 years. Lots of noise, though, from them.
Yeah, so my chairman has told me we generally haven't got too far past the fourth round. And, you know, my last club, Millwall, we got through to a Wembley semi-final in my last year, and that was fantastic, losing to the eventual winners. So, yes, you know, if we can work towards that, that would be fantastic. There was replays in that as well. So a cup run for Wolves would be great this year.
And you've suggested with the lineup today that you will take this very seriously, maybe getting towards the semi-final, hopefully the final stage, maybe.
Well, it's one step at a time. We have Fulham at Molineux, and we look forward to that game. But yes, we will be being as strong as we possibly can in the competition. And you know, I would have played exactly the same lineup today if it had been a league game, with Doherty coming in for House, who was ineligible. McDonald obviously suspended due to the red card, and Lee Evans coming in for his first game for a while, and I thought playing very well as well. And obviously then we had the situation with Nua Diko, where, you know, a bad back in the week has kept him out the starting lineup, but pleased with the last half an hour.